Hello, sweet pea. I am here with my good friend Lisa, and I'm Leah, and we're here to share with you a new episode of our podcast. Lisa, I know that by the time the gals listen to this session, it will be probably the end of February, but what's so special about today?
Today, the day we're recording, is Valentine's Day.
That's right. That's right. It's Valentine's Day. In fact, you know, yesterday, there's a new thing out called Galentine's Day. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I have.
So a sweet friend of mine who used to be an assistant of mine sent me a meme yesterday that was Happy Galentine's Day. Yeah. And I thought that was so sweet. Yeah. But yeah, today officially is Valentine's Day. So whether you're married or single or wherever you are in your stage of life, we want to say Happy Love Day, right?
Yes, Happy Love Day.
And that's kind of like the topic of what we're going to be discussing, right?
Yes. We'd almost be remiss if we didn't talk about love on Valentine's Day, Leah. So, and of course, we have to, you know, read 1 Corinthians 13, at least mention several of the verses because that's the love chapter. But before we get into that, I just want to share with you some things that the Lord's put on my heart. I don't know if several of you may have seen it. A couple weeks ago during the Super Bowl, a lot of people watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. I actually watch the Super Bowl for the football. Between Tim and I am the football fiend. I love football, especially college football, just FYI, ladies. But anyway, there was a Super Bowl ad that jumped out at me, and I couldn't tell you what the product was or anything like that, who they were actually advertising, but it said there are four Greek words for love. And I thought it would just be kind of neat if we looked at that today. One was philia, which is the friendship love. It's what I have for you, Lily. Mm-hmm. And the other is storge, and it's family relationship type love. And the other one was eros, which, hello, it's romantic love. A lot of that going on today, girl.
Yes.
And then agape, which is what they said, love in action. And we know that God is the agape love, okay? So he made us, he created us, he sends us, he saves us, he sent Jesus for us. He's all about action. That really stood out to me. It was just a very different commercial, really neat commercial. And I was just thinking about how, really, Leah, without the God love in us, without us walking in, realizing, being in relationship with, and understanding and embracing the love God has for us, we really can't be the friend that we need to be, or the brother or sister or daughter or mother mm-hmm. that we need to be. We wouldn't be a brother because we're talking to women, so scratch that one. And honestly, we can't even do the eros. Yeah. We can't love even physically our husbands the way God's designed us to. Because if I can be real today, are there not days that, you know, one person's in the mood and the other person's not in the mood.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, and you work with that. Anyway, what I'm saying is we can't do any of that without God love in us.
Mm-hmm. At least not to the level. Like you said, you could still, we can still express that on the outside.
Yeah.
But a lot of times internally, is it really truthful? Not to the level of how we could love.
Living, giving, yes. And being selfless, yes. In our love. So anyway, the Lord led me to 1 Corinthians 13, specifically the verses 4 and 5 in the New Living Translation. I loved this. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. Mm. And I loved that because I thought to myself, Lord, I can't be a patient and kind wife that keeps no record of wrong without your love in me. Mm. Lord, I cannot not be jealous or boastful or proud or rude to my children or my mom or my sister or really anybody I have a relationship with without you. And so today, on this day where we're talking about Valentine's Day, the way the world sees love and the way we as Christ followers see love are two different things. And Valentine's Day, and I'm going to be real with you here. Tim, my husband, who I've been married to forever, and then dated forever before that, so forever, been with him forever, he is not the most romantic guy whatsoever. And that used to just eat me up. And bless his heart, it's almost like he started to panic every Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, once we had kids, our anniversary, my birthday, and Christmas. And I wasn't making it easy on him because part of me would want to say, dude, they come every year the same day. So why is it a big surprise? You know, but God had to soften my heart towards him because he is not romantic per se, but he's romantic in different ways. Sure. You know, he loves me in different ways. And so the Lord had to soften my heart towards him and just make me realize that I had taken the world's idea of love and inserted into my marriage and into our relationship. And that's not how God works. And one of the things that really stood out to me was he real love does not demand its own way.
Yeah.
And really, on Valentine's Day, when you're having expectations that you're going to get a card or flowers or a gift or be taken out to dinner, that's kind of demanding your own way. Mm-hmm. How about think about this? What can I do for you? Not about what can I get, but what can I give?
Right. That's good. That's really good, Lisa.
I thought of that old Janet Jackson song. I'm dating myself, but what have you done for me lately? You know, what have you done for me lately? And we do. We keep records of, well, you hadn't got me flowers in a long time, you know, or when's the last time you got me a card? We think like that in the flesh, and God's saying, no, my love in you is supposed to be different. Mm-hmm. It's what have I done for you, right. Not what have you done for me.
Yeah, that's good.
And this is a topsy-turvy view of love. And so I kind of am going all over the place, and I apologize for that. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, ladies, until we know, and I mean really know in the depths of our hearts, the love God has for us, what he's done for us, and who he has designed us to be, we cannot love in those ways that the Super Bowl ad shared. We just can't. We're incapable of doing it on our own. We can only do it the way we were designed to do it, through the Holy Spirit in us. What do you think about that, Leah?
I think that's good. And you mentioned all those, the list of things in that, in 1 Corinthians 13, where it says love is certain things and love is not certain mm-hmm. things. And you talked about how love is patient and love is kind, but yet it does not boast. It is not proud. It doesn't dishonor. It's not self-seeking. And I think to myself, every day is a new day to practice that.
Every day.
Because every day that we wake up and step into the world that mm-hmm. we live in, there are so many opportunities to mm-hmm. be boastful, to be angry, to be self-centered. And that's what we see all around us. Not only, we see people acting like that, so it's almost counterintuitive.
It is.
To walk in a way of love first, others first. And so that's why it's so important. We have to look at ourselves as almost player. You're talking about a football game. Players in the game of the world.
Yeah.
You know, like football players as in, or trainers as in, we have to practice. You know, when these football players go out to play a game, months and months and months before then, they get out and they train mm-hmm. and they train and they train every day. And they're reading their manual, mm-hmm. their football manual of what they need to do and what they need to mm-hmm. do, because so that it becomes so instinctive. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true for us. We have to be training every day. We have to be in God's word so that when we're out in the field, when we're on the playing field throughout the day and people bump into us and bump into our happy, that we are able to respond in the way that the playbook, in the way that God's playbook has given us, to not be boastful and not to be angry, not to be self-centered. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's funny is when you said bump into, I have to tell you something funny. people will bump into you by accident. I mean, there's a lot of us on this planet, okay? And you go into a grocery store or whatever, people are going to accidentally hit your cart or whatever. People are going to cut you off in traffic. And so we do have bump into moments with people. And it is all about how do you respond to that. I want to tell you something funny that happened. One time we had a friend of ours when we were living in Florida. We had a friend of ours from North Carolina come and visit us. And Callie, her name's Lisa too. And Callie and Lisa and I went to Universal for the day. And they were both into the whole Harry Potter thing. So they were all excited. And we went on this Harry Potter ride, which I don't know, but right away I started feeling real dizzy on it. I almost lost my flip-flop. That's a whole nother podcast. But anyway, they had you come off the ride and you came into a store. You know how they'll do that at amusement parks. And the place was packed. It was like one of the Hogwarts, you know, places where you bought their books or whatever for the school. I don't know. But anyway, I kid you not, this big old man, I'm pretty sure he was Swedish because the way he looked, he had like white blonde hair and he was huge. And he like bumped into me so hard that I like fell into a bookshelf and he didn't even acknowledge it. And everybody around me was looking like, did that just happen? And I had a look on my face like, did that just happen? And so as soon as you said bumped into, I thought of that story because there are days where somebody just lightly bumps into us and they are nice enough to say, oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. And then there are days you get like knocked over into a bookshelf, like you got a knot on your head because you fell into the bookshelf, and that man's not even acknowledging that you existed, much less saying sorry. That's what Satan does to us. And here's the key. Through the Holy Spirit, we have to maintain that level of love.
Yeah,
I got to love the person that bumped into me accidentally with my grocery cart, and I got to love that person that knocked me into the bookshelf at Universal Studios. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of different spectrums. And the word even says that no big deal. It's easy to love people that we love. Or that people that love you, it's easy to do that. Psh, anybody can do that. A non-believer does that. The challenge and the goal is to love people that are unlovable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Leah, we live in a world right now where there is so much divisiveness and so much ugliness. Mm-hmm. And this is just something that the Lord has just burdened my heart about. That, yes, Christ's followers are to speak the truth. Oh, and we love to speak the truth. We love to speak truth on social media, and we love to say this and that and speak it truth. But we forget the last part, speak truth in love.
Yeah, yeah.
And girlfriend, I am really pertinent about the picture that we're showing the world about how we are to love one another, mm-hmm. just because of the way we respond to things on social media.
Yeah.
And there are some yucky things going on in our world, and we need to speak truth, but we need to speak it in love. Even Jesus, even as aggravated as he was many times with the Pharisees, you know he said it in love, because he is love.
Yeah.
And that is the challenge. That's the challenge. Because sometimes Satan comes at us with a gentle bump, and sometimes he comes at us full force.
Yeah.
And we got to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, how am I going to respond to this? What does God want me to do? And we can't forget the love. And we're fallible. We can't do it on our own. I don't care how good a day you're having. You know, we say things like, I'm having a good hair day.
Yeah.
I'm having a good eating right day. How about this? I'm having a good love day.
Right, right.
You know what? Even if you were having a really good love day, you cannot do it on your own.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I think that even if we start into our day and we have great intentions of it being a love day, because this has happened to me all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I start off great and then something happens and I'm really frustrated. Mm-hmm. And we can't have the mindset that now that that's, that we've tripped up, that it ruins the whole day. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to then say, okay, deal with it, and then start that love day all over again. Right?
I know this sounds awful, and I'm probably going to either be judged by a bunch of you or go, oh, good, she's a lot like I am or I was. I used to think to myself, gosh, I'm just having a great day with the Lord. I mean, just a great day with the Lord. I got my kids off to school. Hey, I was listening to praise and worship music, going about my business, and listening to sermons and all that stuff. And then there seemed to be a pattern. At about 3 o'clock, you know, all hell broke loose. And you know what that coincided with? My kids came home.
Yeah.
My kids came home from school. Where'd the love go? Well, it went right out the window as soon as somebody demanded something of me.
Yeah.
So how full of love really was my day?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really very full, was it? It was almost like a surface full.
Right.
As soon as I needed to get out, you know, and give love, there wasn't much to give.
Right.
It was almost like give, 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 give. Mm-hmm. I was receiving. I was feeling the love of Jesus through music, through sermons. But as soon as something was asked of me,
yeah,
demanded of me even, the love was running dry.
Right. Well, and the importance, too, of how often are we tapping into the love of Christ that flows through us,
yeah,
instead of trying to manufacture it in our own strength.
Yeah.
Because so often we can do that, too, right? We can start off with, you know, the attitude is, I'm going to make this a love day, when reality is that, like you said, we can't do it unless Christ does it through us.
Yeah. Leah, I know this might sound kind of silly to you, a funny segue, but what's something that you can't live without? You always have to have it with you.
Always have to have it with me. My phone?
Your phone?
My keys?
Yeah.
I don't know. My contacts? I always have to have my contacts with me.
Well, I was thinking about that this morning because one of the things I always put on anywhere I go, and like I'm really needing to go put some on right now actually, is chapstick or lipstick or something. And a lot of people know that about me and notice it, but in all actuality, it's because I have a bad habit of chewing my lips.
Oh.
If I don't have something on my lips, I will chew my lips. And so if I always have something on, I will not chew them. So anyway, I thought of that this morning, and the Lord led me to Colossians 3:14, and this is the ESV version. It says, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of, in the same way that I, even around the house, put on chapstick or lip gloss or whatever to keep my lips moist so I won't chew on them. God's saying, you know, or somebody, another lady might say it's mascara or whatever. I never go out without my mascara. God's saying here, put on love. And it's like we have to mentally tell ourselves, okay, Lisa, in the same way you just put on chapstick to protect yourself from chewing on your lips, put on love to protect yourself from walking in flesh,
mm-hmm,
and not loving people. Not loving people that accidentally bump into you and are polite about it, and people that knock you into a big old bookshelf. You know, life is hard. We're going to have challenges. Kids come home. There's a social media post that you don't agree with. There are people in our life right now, all around us, that have different opinions about things. And we are challenged every single minute to express, it's okay that you and I are different, but I love you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we can't do that unless we put on love.
That's a great illustration.
Unless we put on love.
I'll always remember that when I put on my chapstick or my lipstick, especially now since it's so cold outside, right?
I know.
Lisa, I was thinking about something as you were sharing that, and I want to speak to the woman that might be listening who is in a season of life or has gone through some really hard stuff, and they're saying, well, I hear what you guys are saying, but right now, how can I express love when I don't even feel like I am being loved? Because of maybe something that's happened recently or in my past, or, you're in a season of brokenness or heartache or deep sadness because mm-hmm. of your circumstances. Or maybe you've heard about Jesus, but this whole thing that we talk about, a relationship with the Lord and allowing his love, that's all kind of foreign mm-hmm. to maybe some gals that are listening. And yeah. so I think it's important to, like you said, we have to receive Christ's love first. But if you're listening and you've never received Christ as your Lord and Savior, I guess I just want to say to you that whether you know it or not, regardless of what your past was like or your present, you are loved. Not just on Valentine's Day Galentine's Day, but every single day. And no matter what you've faced or how, frustrated or angry you may feel in your heart right now towards someone else, there is someone who loves you unconditionally and puts no conditions mm-hmm. really on you. Mm-hmm. And that's Christ. Mm-hmm. And I think so often we, especially around Valentine's Day, we can put so much pressure on our significant other, or let's say we don't have someone like that in our life mm-hmm. and we feel like, oh, if we just had a person with skin on that mm-hmm. could love us the way mm-hmm. that we see all these commercials and these images mm-hmm. that we think, you know, jewelry from the Zales store and all those things, a box of chocolates yeah. and flowers on, you know, Valentine's yeah. Day, all those things, like as if that's going to make us whole and yeah. complete. And it never will, right?
Yeah.
It never will. And for us to keep looking to an earthly person to fill that love cup that only God has put inside of us, mm-hmm. we will walk around so disappointed and discouraged and discontent. Yeah. Our whole lives. And yeah. so I just want to speak into that for a minute because there are women that are out there, and we even can get tripped up in some of that, right?
Absolutely.
All the time.
I don't want anybody hearing this to ever think that I have it together constantly spiritually.
Neither of us do.
No,
we've talked about that so often.
There are times when I forget that my identity is in the love of God and that he has that for me. I forget sometimes that it's not about what the scale says. It's not about if Tim's fulfilled something in me that day.
Yeah.
It's not about whether I feel misunderstood or whatever. It's about who God says I am. Mm-hmm. And I haven't always been this way. I haven't always been confident in who I am in Christ. There were many years that I pretended like I was confident in who I was in Christ. But I really wasn't.
Yeah.
And that comes with time. And the biggest challenge is to get to know the Father, and you can't know how deep the Father's love is for you unless you spend time with him.
Yeah.
And so the more time I've spent with him, the more I've come to know him and know his love for me is unconditional. And the scriptures say God is love, not God loves.
Right.
And that's hard for us to comprehend. And because we aren't able to love like he loves us, it's hard for us to understand it. It is one of those things about our God that we have to accept in faith. There are so many things about our God, his sovereignty, his love, his ways, his, I don't even know if this is a word, his vastness.
Mm.
That we can't understand, Leah, but we can accept them and believe them in faith
mm-hmm.
and walk in the knowledge of them.
That's so good.
And so this whole love thing of God is definitely a work in progress. You know, it is part of our, here's one of those big Christianese words, sanctification.
Yeah.
And we're all about wedding stuff right now. Mm-hmm. You know, Callie and Wyatt, my youngest daughters, are and her fiance, they're getting married next week.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know. And I don't know if you knew this about me, but when I was in my early 20s, I had a little wedding singer business.
You did?
I did. I had business cards and everything. It was very exciting. And sometimes I would sing at, you know, a couple weddings a weekend. And I had a little repertoire. And there was this one song called Charity. And I looked it up, and it was actually written in 1971. So it's an oldie, but a goodie. And it's totally based on 1 Corinthians 13, of course, the love chapter. And but in this song, it says the line, reduce me to love. Mm. And the way my mind works is sometimes just out of the blue, when I'm taking a shower, the Lord, if I'm just singing or whatever, I'm a shower singer, the Lord will just make me remember an old hymn or an old song. It's crazy, you know? And he reminded me of this actual song a couple weeks ago. And I have no idea why. Maybe it is because we're in wedding mode. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was in preparation for today. But, you know, I used to sing this song a lot. And I never noticed these words, these four words, reduce me to love. Jesus, reduce me to love. Mm. And that just really stood out to me today. And I think it's a way for us to kind of go full circle with this podcast. Leah, I can't be who God's called me to be on my own. It's got to be the Holy Spirit in me. Jesus, reduce me to love.
That's really good.
I cannot be the friend that God's called me to be. Excuse me. I can't be the mom, the grandmom. I can't be the daughter, the sister. I can't be the wife. I can't even be the child of God, his daughter, unless I'm reduced to love. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And so I guess, ladies, what I'm trying to say is, I apologize, I've kind of been all over the place, but I guess what I wanted to say today is that for those of you that are hearing this and you don't have somebody in your life today that's going to give you a Valentine's card, whether it's you do have somebody and he's not romantic, or you have somebody and it's a loveless relationship, or you do have somebody and they're very romantic, okay? Even if Jesus reduced me to love, because you on your own cannot fully love people in your life, people that you have relationship with, or even strangers, or even, here's the kicker, enemies.
Yeah.
We cannot love our enemies. Jesus reduced us to love.
Mm.
And if you're somebody and you're hearing this and you're like, this is crazy, I don't even have a love relationship with Jesus, I'm not even involved with Jesus, here's the kicker again. Jesus was reduced to love. His love for his Father and his love for us. And he went to the cross to die for us. Because God made us to have a love relationship with him, and we messed it up. We messed it up and we sinned. We chose self over him. And he loved us enough to send Jesus. And Jesus said, you know what? I will be reduced out of love for them and out of love for you, Father. And so, girls, I need to go put on some chapstick. And so I challenge you today, just, you know what? As you're putting on your mascara, putting on your chapstick, putting in your contacts, say, Jesus, reduce me to love today. Help me to love. Help me to put on my love, not just Valentine's Day, where we all talk about love. Every day. What's love got to do with it? Everything. We cannot be the friend, wife, daughter, anything without the love of Jesus in us. Let's pray real quick. Lord, I just thank you so much for this time we can have together and talk about your love. Lord, it's truly one of those things that we cannot comprehend. And Father God, I just thank you that we don't have to fully understand you to receive you in faith. Your word tells us in Hebrews that it is impossible to please you without faith. So, Lord, we come to you in faith today, and we say, we receive your love, and we love you. Help us to love. Help us to put on your love every single day. Help us to walk in your love, know your love, receive your love, and give your love. Jesus, reduce us to love. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Girls, we hope you enjoyed this episode. We want you to know that we love you just like Christ loves you, and we'll be praying for you in the weeks ahead. If you have any comments or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. You can leave that below. I'll be posting this on my blog. I know Lisa will be posting it on social media. So go out and enjoy the day and allow God's love to work through you so that you can love others and be the light that he's called you to be.
We love you, sweet peas.
Take care.